Hi, welcome to Courage to Change in Los Angeles. And the workshop is on self-care, why it's important. This meeting is being recorded with in the intent to distribute. Recorded meetings provide a valuable resource for SNL members. By volunteering sharing in recording meeting, members are providing express permission to SNL International Family Group to record and distribute this material. As such, it is important to keep the following meeting guideline in mind when sharing. When sharing, please speak clearly into the microphone without touching the recording equipment. As soon as you decide you want to share, please come to the front and wait for the previous person to finish so there will be a little time lapse between shares as possible. To ensure that this recording meeting reflects the SNL point of view, we ask that carefully consideration is taken into account with the following guidelines. We do not need to mention or discuss specific titles, authors of publications other than SNL, SA, Al-Anon, AA conference-approved literature. We leave our other identities outside the discussion. Other 12-step program issues, philosophies, religions, therapies, occupations. We speak about and from the SNL point of view. Please be aware that the recording of this International Convention breakout session will be distributed widely. If you wish to share at this meeting and would like to protect your anonymity, instead of stating your first name, you may say name withheld in spirit of Tradition 12, or choose to share at a meeting that is not recorded. Let's open the meeting with a serenity prayer. Will those who care to join me in a moment of silence, followed by serenity prayer? God, grant me a serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Hi, my name's Eva. I'm from Sudbury, Ontario. I would like you to read. Please help me to welcome, and we'll be reading the SNL problem.
Hi, my name is Bernie. The Essanon problem, short version. Essanon members have much in common with the friends and relatives of other addicted people. Most of us grew up in families with secrets, and we were not taught to think about our own needs and take positive action to meet them. We chose friends and partners who could not or would not love and support us in a healthy way. We lived life from the standpoint of victims and perceived any personal criticism as a threat. For most of us, anger, fear, and depression were nearly constant. We acquired some unhealthy beliefs about ourselves very early in our lives, that we were not worthwhile and lovable, that we were able to control other people's behavior, and that sex was the most important sign of love. We have also felt the shame of thinking we were responsible for the sexaholic behavior of a family member or friend. Our self-esteem dropped to low levels, and we doubted our attractiveness, our emotions, and our sanity. We have felt betrayed by those we loved the most. Many of us were sexually abused, exposed to diseases, and otherwise placed in physical danger. We were often too ashamed to ask for help. Some of us minimized the importance of the sexaholic behavior or denied it until we felt emotionally numb. Others focused on the sexaholic and the sexual behavior to the point of obsession and tried every known method to control it. Some of us participated in sexual behavior that made us ashamed of ourselves or used sex to manipulate the sexaholic. Some of us misused drugs, alcohol, or food, and others kept so busy that we didn't have time to feel our emotions. We often neglected our health, our jobs, and our children. No matter how we tried to struggle against it, deny it, or minimize its effects, The failures of our efforts to cope with sexaholism brought us to the point of despair. This is what we mean when we say, in the first step, our lives had become unmanageable.
Thank you very much. Today's topic is self-care. Why is important? Well, let me talk about my experience. Some of you already know about my story, but maybe some of you do not know. But I'll share the point of view in the area of self-care in my life. I am a grateful SNOM member for 7 years, and I've been married for 40 years. I have 4 wonderful children, and guess what? I'm so busy with my 4 children's program as they were growing up. Thank goodness they're all young adults and married now, and I have grandchildren. But before that, I was so busy, and I was an office manager, and a children program, youth programs for church, and I volunteer for homeless. Just so many things outside of home and also outside of me. There was nothing for me. The day that I found out I was betrayed, my whole world caved in. And one of the things I did for myself, which looking back I shouldn't do, is I indulge myself. Guess what I was indulging? Food, food, food. So much that I gained about 35 pounds and had became a type 2 diabetic. And not only that, I had wonderfully inherited arthritis from my mom and my joints flared up. So during those times, I was extremely in pain, physically, pain, emotionally pain, mentally pain, spiritually pain, everything going down the hill. My health became a very big issue in my life, and I had no energy to do anything else. Yes, I was in depression, angry, denial, name it, I was there. I was to the point and giving my excuse that I am going through menopause. It's okay to feel this way, but I was in the verge of suicidal. And just going back, there's a long story, but in between that, coming to it is that my husband, when he came back, he went to an SA program. And through his SA program, the SA program had transformed him completely. I don't want to believe it because I just can't accept it because I just don't want to until someone asked me, Eva, you need to go to another program. It's not a program. I say, no, I don't need it. I'm okay. It's him, not me. Everything's him, him, him. Until I came to Eston. I came to Eston. At first, I thought it was for my husband. So I learned how to deal with him, change him, even though he's been changed already. I came to this program not for myself. But I came to first, second, third, fourth meeting, come in and out of my head. The fifth week, of the program, the problem you just read hit my heart. And I can understand exactly what was going on. And through it, I start doing my 12 steps, my traditions, find my sponsors, do my groups, being a sponsor and having sponsees, and furthermore, service. I did service. As long as I built my relationship with my higher power. I spend a lot of times in meditations, in prayers. As I finish my 12 steps and go into 11th and 12th steps, I experience a spiritual awakening in my life. God speak to me in miracles, in many of them. And it was not I who noticed, it was my children, even my husband, say, Eva, you have changed. I say, oops, is it better or worse? And they say, it's better, you're less angry. I say, oh, and as I look back, then I understand why. Because I had taken actions. I began to control my food intake. Yes, I lost 30 pounds along with my son's program for me to do exercise, to do the 5K, 10K. I thought I'd never be able to do, but I did it. And I started swimming, exercise. And I had to challenge myself physically, as I mentioned, to do the 5 and 10K in Mississauga run. Honestly, I don't know, have you guys ever been to a run? Well, I did not know. The first time I go there in Mississauga in Canada, I was running. Guess what? I was so excited, and suddenly I hear all these people cheering me, go, Eva, go! I say, how do they know my name? So I keep on running. Then later on I realize the tag I was wearing, my name on it. That's why they keep calling me. So I have a lot of encouragement of running at that time. And I begin to learn to play, learning. You know, my kids growing up, they play piano, they play quite a few instruments and do other things. But as I'm getting some self-care for myself, I learn to play piano, learn something new for myself. And also, I try to read a book a month. And also for emotional support, yes, I have my Eston family. I do service, sponsorship, as I mentioned to you. Mostly, I do journal. And I write and to write down encouragement and positive things about myself and do something special for me and or for a friend. These are the four things that I learn through my program and through my experience, strength and hope. Is if you forget everything, remember pie, P-I-E-S. If you like pies, this is it. You can eat the pies all you want. P is for physical. I found in self-care for me, physical was very important to the point that because it affected my own physical health, I need to do something about it. Before, I just don't really care. But the Eston program had given me the want to do well physically. And that self-care come first is my health. No health, no wealth, and no relationship, nothing. I am going down the drain. So I have to take care of my P. That is physical. My I is intelligent. As I mentioned before, intelligence relating to my mental health. Mental health was very important. As soon as I was hit by the betrayal, my emotional and mental health goes down in the spiral, really downward. So in order to have a self-care help for myself, what I did is I learned piano, learned something new. Maybe if you want to learn language, I learned swimming. I always scared swimming. You know why? I drowned 4 times, almost dead. I guess I'm not dead. So I'm learning how to swim. I'm still a little bit afraid of the deep end, but I'm able to swim. And piano, I cannot really play like those professional pianists, but I can play chords. I can sing along with it now. It's hard. Mentally speaking, it's very, very hard. Emotionally, I do things for my friend. I take my friends, I will make a dinner or something and go to visit them and visit. And I feel that is self-care for me emotionally. And I don't know about you guys, I love to write notes. Send a little note of encouragement or say, hey, I saw this little quote, it's really cute. Or this Bible verse, they encourage me, I want to encourage you. Or sometimes, I don't know about you, I love cartoons. So I have a little cartoon, I would send it to that person to just encourage them to have a happy day. To me, when I do that, guess what? They do the same thing back to me. I say, oh, it gives me a tickle in my heart. And that's emotional encouragement that I got as spiritual. When I have a spiritual awakening as I'm doing my steps, I found that God had showing me a lot of miracles in my life, and that has transformed me to be more transparent and authentic in my relationship with God. And PIES. Before and after Eston had helped me. And I believe that self-care is very important. Without self-care, I would be drowning in the spiral downward. I would be sinking in a deep sea and not see the surface of water. But with self-care and with the support of Eston family and also my own family now, I would say that self-care helped me to be the person, to be the woman of valor who I am today. Thanks for listening. May I have a reading of 117, please? Come up. Yes, Jean? Mary? Thank you. Oh, can you come up here? I know. It's okay. Please read that. 177.
Okay. Yeah, 177. What a difference. Okay. Okay. I will not abandon myself. In living with sexaholism, I found myself sacrificing what I wanted out of life and feeling resentful about it. I would recommit myself to the relationship, accepting it as a challenge to hang in there and try harder. Nothing changed. And each time, I felt a sense of loss, sadness, and abandonment. After I came to Essanon, I accepted that I was powerless over sexaholism and that the only choices I really had were about myself. With the help of others in Essanon program, I learned that boundaries don't mean no, you can't, but rather no, I won't. I worked to set boundaries for myself that included no longer participating in behaviors that felt uncomfortable to me. I finally began to take care of me. As I became more connected with myself and my higher power, my connection with the sexaholic grew less enmeshed. I gave myself lots of room to grow and heal. My longtime fear of being abandoned actually started to be remedied as I no longer abandoned myself. With the help I found in Essanon, I am now committed to making choices that are healthy for me. With the help of my higher power, I will not abandon myself again. Further reflections. We remind ourselves that we are powerless over the behavior caused by sexaholism. We ask a higher power to help us to stop blaming and trying to control the sexaholic. The sobriety of the sexaholic is not our responsibility. We realize we cannot find serenity for ourselves if we continue to focus on someone else's recovery, so we commit ourselves to our own recovery.
Thank you. Can I have the next reading, please? 252.
I'm Amy, grateful, Essanon. Breathe, easy, easy, easy. Busy, busy, busy. That was who I was before Essanon. I am still a very active, energetic person with many interests. But since beginning my recovery, I am learning not to overplan my days. A large part of my overdoing was a defense I used to not feel my painful feelings. Slowing down felt scary, but I discovered it allowed me to feel and heal the painful feelings of growing up in an alcoholic home and then living in a sexaholic home. I now take more time for rest and relaxation, including walks alone in nature, daily meditation time, and periodic spiritual retreats. This is all still fairly new to me, but I am noticing I feel calmer, more peaceful, less anxious, and less rushed than I used to feel. It is also helping me to become a more punctual person.
My new replacement motto for busy, busy, busy is now breathe. Easy, easy, easy. Further reflections. Some of us misused drugs, alcohol, or food, and others kept so busy that we didn't have time to feel our emotions. We often neglected our health, our jobs, and our children. No matter how we tried to struggle against it, deny it, or minimize its effects, the failure of our efforts to cope with sexaholism brought us to the point of despair.
Thank you very much. Can I have the next reading at 1:10, please? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Responding instead of reacting. I have allowed the sexaholic in my life to provoke me into knee-jerk reactions. I notice is especially true when I am not feeling well or I'm stressed. At these times, I am vulnerable to being manipulated and am tempted to take responsibility for the sexaholic's needs. Sometimes when I have reacted angrily to the sexaholic, I have had inappropriate responses, such as slamming doors or making sarcastic remarks. Other times, I have reacted by making myself listen and be there for him as caretaker and problem solver. I ignore my own needs, push down my anger, and interact with him in a way that feels unsafe and dishonest. Either way, I have directed the anger at myself. I really want to respond in a healthier way, such as taking some time out or calling my sponsor. The times when I have felt vulnerable, when I was ill, tired, frustrated, or hungry, are when it has been most difficult to control my reactions. In Essanon, I am learning that when I react rather than respond, I am usually doing the exact thing that I want to blame him for, not taking responsibility for personal needs. Today, I ask my higher power for the presence of mind to mentally step back when I am uncomfortable and ask myself, how can I take care of myself in this situation? If I act lovingly toward myself, I am better able to respond honestly and respectfully toward him and others. Further reflections. We were not taught to think about our own needs and take positive action to meet them. That's the Essanon problem short version.
Thank you very much. Please remember that this recorded meeting, Essanon distributes members' recording to carry the message in the spirit of the 12 steps. Members share from their own experience and do not represent Essanon as a whole. We encourage listeners to do what you like and leave the rest. Because our common welfare comes first, here are the guidelines for sharing during the meeting. Please come to the front of the room if you would like to share. Please remember, there is no crosstalk. That is, we share with the group as a whole, rather than addressing comments or questions to individual members. We limit the length of our sharing so that everyone here will have a chance to speak. Our purpose in sharing is to discuss ourselves, not sexaholic. May I have a timekeeper? Anybody would like to be a timekeeper for me? Okay, sure. Okay. Thank you. We'll have about 3 minutes each. And because of the time, we can probably have a second share if you wish to. Okay, our topic is self-care, why is important. Anytime you're ready, please come up and speak. It's open for sharing now.
Hi, my name is Luc, and
hello, Luc.
I'm a grateful member of Essanon since 1996 or something like that. Yeah, and one of the issues that I'm dealing with these days is my qualifier died. One of my qualifiers died, and now it's how do I help with other members that are alive, and how do I talk to them? And self-care, in some respects, and having good limits, is that as an example, I'm just frozen. I'm it takes me a lot to say, okay, I can't go to a meeting unless I go and get some fuel in so that I can start heating up because I don't want to get sick or anything like that. And that's the same thing that goes on when I'm trying to communicate with other loved ones that, and grieving this loved one that died as a qualifier. And some of the stories that come out, because sometimes I get blindsided. This is, whoa, I didn't know that, And it's like I have to redo my grieving all over again. But it's also good at the same time, because then I get to, even have a discussion with this deceased individual in my head and in writing and with my sponsor. And so I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really grateful that it's like I'm going to be learning how to take care of myself for the rest of my life. When I first came into this program, I lost 100 pounds. It's like, and I was in another program trying to deal with my compulsive overeating, and I never got success, but the abstinence I got as I got it here, because it was those issues that happened in my childhood and the way I was brought up and so on and so forth, and I wasn't able to take a look at them until I joined Essanon. So I'm really, really grateful to be a part of Essanon since that time, because it changed my life. Even if I'm cold, I wear a down jacket, and there's other ways I can warm up, and so I'm really grateful for that. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I grew up thinking that it was my job to take care of everyone in my family. And I do remember doing this goofy dance through my kitchen, my mom's kitchen, to help make her laugh or smile. And I thought, at that point, here I am 9 years old, thinking it was my responsibility to help my mother with her emotions. And then as I grew up, it seemed like, because I'm the oldest in the family, I was the one that was taking care of people. I helped take care of a few different relatives over the years, and it was always about them, not about me. And I spent so many years while I was taking care of people with my brain just going nuts and having all kinds of problems swirling in my brain and being anxious and upset. And so being in the program now for 9 years, it's taken me quite a long time to really finally realize that the thing that I want about my life is to be happy, to be free, to have peace and serenity. And I never knew that before. I never would have thought about that. It wasn't about me. It was about everyone else. So I lost my qualifier some years back. My son took a goodbye out of my life. I didn't hear from him or see him for close to 8 years, some 9 years, something like that. I finally had to let go of the anger for my qualifier, and I finally had to release some of the sadness about my son. I loved being his mom as a kid, and I had to accept that that was what I had, what my higher power gave me. So in my life now, I live alone. I found a trainer, this young man who I've developed this really nice relationship with. Plus, I'm not making muscles, but I'm learning so that I can reach up and grab something out of my cupboard or pick up, you know, groceries or something like that. And so I've been working with him, and I don't like working out, but I do enjoy talking with him. So that's what helps me get there when I'm going to work out. I've taken a sewing class. I had learned to sew when I was younger, but this was just kind of a refresher. And sometimes I'll open up my phone and I'll find funny dog events or funny cat events or something. And you see these crazy things that the pets do, and it'll make me laugh. And sometimes I'll just lay there and laugh, and that's just what I need. So I've come to learn, oh, the other thing is I'm very addicted to having to do something all the time. I should be doing something, and I'm constantly working on not having to do something all the time. So I'm so thankful for this program. It's really made a huge difference, and my son has come back, not completely, but we are building a relationship. So that's a miracle. Mm. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you for sharing.
Hello, I'm Jean Marie.
Hi, Jean Marie.
Thank you, Eva, for this great meeting. Good topic. I heard you say there was nothing for me, and when my children were small, I have four children, and my husband was traveling a lot, and I was busy all the time with other people's needs and not doing anything for myself, except that I did indulge in food, making chocolate chip cookies. That's what I did for myself. But I also took up running, and I enjoy it so much. And then I had been told for a long time that I needed to do strength training. So recently I started strength training, and I found out that the reason people were telling me to do it is it's very important, not just so that I can have strong muscles to hold my grandchildren or lots of things that were starting to fail with my body got better when I started strength training. So I'm so grateful for that. I have a book addiction, so reading a book a month is so much fun for me. And also the reading about busyness was true for me too. And I can get too busy, and it's a way of denying my pain and not reflecting carefully on what's going on in my life, so I have to be careful about that. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm Amy, a grateful member of the fellowship. Thank you for this topic and for the readings, everything, your story, pies. I love pies. And that's gonna stay in my head for a while about physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually keeping fit. And what's come into my mind is the busyness has always was totally my way of coping with the sexaholic addiction that was going on in our house while my kids were growing up. We have seven children, and we homeschooled them. And if I could do things differently, if I could go back. And that's actually kind of the amends that I've made to most of my children is, if I could go back and do things differently, I would, but I can't. So I would like to begin here and be more honest, be more authentic, be more present,
And I notice even now that, like, if my adult children are coming over, or recently we had the hurricane come through and people were without power, so I invited friends in to stay with us because it was, we had air conditioning, they didn't. It was actually the right thing to do. But because there's a lot of people and a lot of action, and I grew up one of eight kids, and that was always the way of me coping, was to keep the focus out there. And now it's like I have to take time in my room. I have to walk away. I have to go outside. It's very difficult still to for me to find that quiet place inside in the midst of, you know, noise and confusion. But I'm learning slowly to take breaks and to take pauses. And, yeah, I, too, like yoga's my thing that I do for myself. Reading is the thing I do for myself. I like the idea of piano. I'm not sure I'm willing to go that far, but I do like music and yeah, exercise and strength training is very important at my age, so grateful to be here and grateful to keep learning. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. We still have time. Oh, great.
Hi, my name is Sarah S.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you so much for your share. And I was always a people pleaser in, like, growing up, always trying to make everyone, like, I was, like, the joke of the family, trying to always make people laugh. I would, like, our whole dinner, I was the one talking and entertaining, but I felt, like, the most sad. Even though, like, everyone thought I was, like, the biggest goof and, like, I was always, like, the class clown, but I just felt like I was always trying to, like, make other people, I was always, like, for other people. And now that I'm a mom with my two kids, I was always like, I need to fully give them my all. To make them have a good childhood, I was always obsessed with working. Like, that was, like, my outlet. Like, my family was financially very stable, but I just always worked for myself, and that was, like, my thing. Like, I just enjoyed, like, working and making an income. But when I had kids, I put that away, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give them the best childhood. I want to be their parent. I want to take care of them. I stay home. They're 13 months apart, so they're very close. And, like, I stay home with both of them all day. And it's my mission. And just this week, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. So I started a business. And, like, but it's from home where I buy and sell online. And it's just been, like, the biggest game changer. And, like, me thinking that, oh, I need to always, like, be there for my kids. Like, even though I'm with them physically in the room, but I'm on my phone, they have such a happier mom. I'm more active. I take them out more. We're not just sitting at home. And, like, me thinking that I had to physically be with them and, like, sit with them and not be on my phone the whole time. And, like, I'm still with them, but, like, just them having, like, a happier mom. My husband has a happier wife. And, like, I did that for myself, and I'm very grateful. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing. We still have time for one or two more share on self-care, why it's important.
Self-care, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, Michael P., lust, rage, and control freak addict. So.
Eston, right?
Huh?
This is Eston. Eston Group.
Eston Group, yeah. Okay. So that's how you introduce, right? Okay,
yes.
Just checking. All right. I lost my train of thought, sorry. Okay, so the topic is self-care, right? Why is it important? So it's interesting to me because my family, I kind of feel like the outsider. I'm the sibling who's out on the West Coast while everybody else is back East. And if any visits are going to happen, it's incumbent upon me to go back East to do the visiting. So my brother's wife just passed away recently, terminal cancer, et cetera. And so I dutifully went back East to go minister to the family, and I'll be going back again shortly to attend the funeral. And what this is all teaching me is, while it's important for me to honor family, at the end of the day, I've also got to be able to take care of myself. And what I've realized over all these years is the family is not going to take care of me. The family, they're back East. They've got their own lives. They've got their children. They've got their church, you know, whatever the situation is. And they're married. Kids are married, et cetera, right? I'm single. You know, praying one day that God will bring me into a relationship, but until then, I need to learn how to take care of myself, and that's where the fellowship comes in, people teaching me the importance of self-care. If I'm not any good to myself, I can't be good to others. And obviously, if I'm not able to take care of myself, I can't take care of another person in a relationship. And I've seen program members, too, were in relationships and struggling because they hadn't attained sobriety. So, at any rate, the things that I've learned about self-care have been primarily through, you know, whether it's my Christian friends or program members, you know, people in the support group, et cetera, learning, you know, good communication techniques, learning how to, you know, take care of my physical needs, to take care of my emotional needs, et cetera. That has all been through the encouragement program support. Like I said, Christian friends, et cetera. The family, they don't even check in with me. If I contact them, they'll be happy to talk, but the onus is on me. So that's what I realized through, you know, whether dealing with my sponsor, et cetera. I am responsible for myself, and nobody else is going to take care of me. And my sponsor keeps on emphasizing the importance, you know, the surrender, acceptance, et cetera, the acronym, I forget what it is offhand. But I am the person who is responsible for me, not my family. I am the person who has to take care of my emotional health and physical health, et cetera. And ultimately, to surrender to my higher power, to trust that he will take care of me. And that's, surrendering to him has been one of the hardest lessons I've had to learn, so I'm still learning it. But I'm realizing more and more, if I need to take care of myself before I can deal with my family and before I can deal with relationships. I kind of feel like I'm babbling here, but that's what I wanted to do, is state my truth. So thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much for all your share. This is an anonymous program. We ask all members to respect our anonymity. The stories that you hear are told in confidence and should not be repeated outside this meeting, including to our spouse or family members. They are told so that we might be better understand this program and ourselves, to give encouragement and to help to a newcomer, and we might keep what we have been given. And if you don't mind, I will let you all stand. And let's close in a closing prayer, the serenity prayer.
And after the serenity prayer, please say, I will give you some advice. Okay, let's have a sign. Accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can.
you can sit down, each one. You guys are aware. We talk about already. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of share already. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
We hear the share already. Now, we are aware, and we know. But what are we going to do about it? You hear the share. I talk about the pie. P-I-E-S. That is our self-care. How do we self-care in our physical needs, our mental needs, our emotional needs, and spiritual needs? I don't want you to do all four, but I want you, in a piece of paper, write down one thing you want to do. Self-care for yourself. It's a short-term thing. Maybe just this week, or just for today, that you're going to do a self-care for yourself. As short as something. Maybe physically exercise. You say, even I don't know what kind of exercise I can do. You know, exercise is going on the toe like this. Just stand up like this. It helps you circulate your whole body. If you are emotionally or mentally down, just doing this 100 times a day. You say, every time you don't feel good, just keep doing this. It helps. And it helped me lose my weight and keep myself in balance too. Like, and some people do like this. I have a hard time because I'm working at it in progress. It's doing it. Okay, spiritually, if you want to make just something, self-care for yourself, just today, what would that be? Okay, not many things, just one thing that you can handle. Now, if you can do that, when you go home, you can do more things for yourself. Don't give yourself, this is what I want to do. No. It's a time-building box. Slowly. And working in progress. We are continuing. And I know each one of you will do one. So I'm going to give you, before you even start doing your self-care, I'm going to give you a start. To encourage you to do well. Mm-hmm. So can you take a star and do well? Okay? You can put on your name tag, just take one and pass it around. Okay, take one. And if you're gonna do two self-care, give yourself two stars, okay? Because I want to encourage you to self-care for yourself. Not for me, not for others. But you know yourself that this program, Esalen program, is help us to grow and help us to do something. Okay, and something that we talk about is doing for ourselves, like reading a book, okay, or just telling a friend, hey, I care, or you care. If you're going to do that today, just for today, or even other day, one, self-care, or two, give yourself a start. Is that good? We're done. Great.
Thank you.
No problem.